Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In a world filled with uncertainty, where the path ahead often seems shrouded in darkness, there exists a profound truth that has been whispering through the ages. A truth that brings solace to weary souls and purpose to searching hearts. God has a plan for each individual's life, and following His will and guidance must be central to your faith. It is in understanding God's plan and embracing His guidance that we find not only our purpose, but also the boundless love and grace that sustains us through life's trials and triumphs. It's not always easy to trust in God, especially when things are tough. But if you keep your eyes on Him, He will never let you down. In today's message titled, "You Are Not Responsible for Your Life," Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to rely on your relationship with God for strength, wisdom, and guidance as you navigate the challenges and choices in life. Let's join in.
In the age of generative voices, it's difficult to know where your life is going or what the future holds for you. You need to remove completely from your mind the idea of individuals' responsibility for their lives, because you are not smart enough to direct your own life or to know what to do with your life. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," declares the Lord. "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts." This is what God is saying in His word. We are all going to have natural desires in life. Yes, that's something that happens. Dreams that we have, things that we want, goals that we have. And so, my friend, it may be that God wants us to have those goals, but we are to have clear guidance as to how to go about it. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12 that there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death. See, you are not responsible for your own life. You are not supposed to lead your own ship. The Bible says that, "Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps." That's in Jeremiah 10:23. God never intended for you and me to direct our own lives, to direct our own steps, to be our own guidance. We need to seek Him. If you don't seek the Lord, you wouldn't know what to do. For example, in these generative voices out there, tools like social media platforms and 24-hour TV channels, as well as the world's philosophy systems of thinking that depend on basic human tradition, they generate vast amounts of ideas that serve as the source of information for the voices out there. The widespread availability of so many voices opens up more people to harmful consequences. You see, so we need to be careful how we are living our lives. We are used to thinking about life as individual control over how it should go. That's not the case. But it's not intended for man or woman to direct their own life. That's what we read in Jeremiah 10:23. As the prophet Jeremiah said, and was speaking on behalf of God, that, "Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. It is not for them to lead their own ship. It is not for them to live their own lives and be responsible for that." You need to take captive of your thoughts. Don't let anyone deceive you. Your enemy, the devil, gives false information about how to lead your life, whereas correct information comes from God. God is in opposite direction to the devil. And so the devil giving lies and telling us we can lead our own lives, but God created that for unique purposes, my friend. The devil wants you to make your own decisions about your life. The Bible describes the devil this way in John chapter 8 verse 44, that he was a murderer from the beginning and does not hold the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Let me repeat, John 8:44. That's how the devil is described. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of all lies. That's what the devil does. He's a liar. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to do the opposite. He came to give us life and give us more abundantly. And you know, it makes me laugh. It's just a joke when people say, oh, well, nobody should tell me how to live my life. I don't want to become a Christian because I don't want to come under the control of God. I am the captain of my own ship. I can lead my own life. I can do whatever I like with my life. I'm in control of my own life. No, you aren't. You are under the control of the devil, and he is a liar. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's why Jesus came. Jesus came to destroy his works. Jesus came to destroy the deceiver. He is a deceiver, the devil, Satan, and his demons. He promised us pleasure, but he brought us misery. That's what he does. He's a liar. He will lead you into troubles. He promised us fun, but he brought us guilt. He promised us life, but he brought us death. And the most clever strategy of all, he had us thinking he did not even exist. Many people think the devil doesn't exist, but the Bible says he works in children of disobedience. He works in anyone without Christ. Don't believe in his lies. He will say that you can control your life. That's not the intention of God. God created you and me in his own image, and he has given us mandate on this earth. So friend, I want to tell you that prior to knowing Jesus Christ, if we knew it or not, if we liked it or not, we were under the power and control of the devil. This is what the Bible teaches. The scripture tells us that this Satan, this God of this world, as he's called in the Bible, blinded the eyes of us, and we were held captive by him. And the irony is, we thought we were in control of our own lives. That's not so. I can show you in scripture. Now listen to Ephesians chapter 2 from verses 1 to 3. This is describing believers, what their lives were before. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Did you hear that? Anyone without Christ is allowing themselves to be controlled by the devil. You see, look at verse 2. See, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. So you see, people think that the devil doesn't exist. He is there to tell you that you can take control of your life. You can be responsible for your life. You can do what you like without any consequences. That's not true. But if you are born again, one day in each of our lives, for those of us who have put our faith in Christ, it was like a light went on, like a lightning bolt from heaven that hits us. Jesus Christ is the answer. Jesus Christ is the one I have been searching for. So we believed in him, and that changed our lives. In Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 4 going, it says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Verse 7, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace we have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Hallelujah. So yes, we were blinded before, but lightning came, God's light came, and we just received Christ. And it was just by grace through faith. And I tell you, it is the greatest thing that will happen in any human life, the day that you are born again. So let me ask you this question. I want to ask you right now, are you born again? Are you sure you are born again? And if you are not, I'm going to tell you how to be at the end of this message. You know, thank God many believers have known for years that life cannot be controlled by individuals because God planned your future before you arrived on this planet Earth. So important to know that you cannot set goals for your life. God has set beautiful goals for your life and He desires to give us clear guidance. He wants to direct you so you can walk in the purpose for which He put you on this earth. He is a good God. So you must know that in life, your aim is to follow the path marked out for you. That's what God did before you step on this earth. Life can be summed up this way, following pre-laid tracks, pre-laid paths for you to follow. It's just so strange that when people talk about their purpose in life, their focus is most often on others, how they admire them. But God has set a unique purpose for every single individual. He had your life planned out before you were born. There is an incredible scripture in Psalms 139 that I have used many times in my sermons. This is how it says, Psalm 139 verses 13 to 16. This is David describing what God did. He said, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." It's just a shame many people don't know this very well. I would say with David, and I think you would do so, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Verse 15, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed." What a miraculous God. "And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." This is a wonderful God. Before you step on this earth, God had already planned your A to Z, whatever will happen, what you should do. You need to cooperate with God. You cannot steer your own ship. You cannot lead your own life. You are not meant to do that. You see, so the psalmist is talking about the fact that God knew everything about us when we were still in our mother's womb. He possessed us and made us in secret. We are His treasure. He possessed us before we came to know Him. All of our members, every single part of our body, every detail, our hair color, our eye color, our characteristics, our personalities, our talents, our abilities were all established in our mother's womb before we came. He's got a purpose for you and me. Our most hidden and vital parts were all formed by Him in the hidden place while we were in our mother's womb. Not after we came out of the womb, not after we developed them. Yes, I can understand that people pursue their career and their profession and they develop their skills, they develop their abilities to become an accountant, medical doctor, become an engineer, a leader, etc. But let me tell you, you cannot put in or develop what God left out. You protect what God put in by developing it. So your journey on this earth started in your mother's womb. God created you for a goal, for a purpose. God's plan for you is far better than your own or what somebody else planned for you. He told Jeremiah that before I formed you in your mother's womb, I ordained you as a prophet. So before Jeremiah came on this earth, he's already been ordained as a prophet. He was not ordained as a teacher, not ordained as an accountant, not ordained as a professional footballer, but as a prophet. And so that was unique to him. And the same way that we need to seek God and find out exactly why he put us on this earth and for the purposes for which he sent us here. Hallelujah. But if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, there is no way you will know your God-given purpose on this earth. The first step is to receive him, and from then on, you will know what to do, that God's aim and purpose for you can be accomplished. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.